Today on the AMD GPU Daily, we have a packed episode for you, diving into some significant developments in the GPU and server landscape as of January 30th, 2026. Here's a quick rundown of the most critical topics we'll cover. 1. AMD EPYC 9755 showcases impressive performance against Intel's Xeon 6980P. 2. Aaron OS establishes a policy against LLM contributions and rolls out a new ISO. 3. Progress on the open-source Nova driver for NVIDIA Turing GPU support. 4. Intel's Xe Linux driver updates to disable Goosey Power DCC for Panther Lake. 5. Intel expands its LLM scaler VLLM with new model support. Let's dive deeper into these exciting developments. AMD 9755 versus Intel Xeon 6980P. First up, the AMD EPYC 9755 has been making waves with its performance benchmarks against Intel's Xeon 6980P. A recent analysis conducted using nearly 500 benchmarks has shown that the EPYC 9755, built on the Zen 5 architecture, decisively outperforms the Xeon 6980P across the board. This comparison was performed using the latest Linux software stack, specifically Ubuntu 25.10, with a focus on real-world workloads. The dual-socket server setup for the EPYC 9755 utilized DDR5 memory, which is now becoming the standard for high-performance computing. The benchmarks were executed on a Kioxia PCIe Gen 5 NVMe SSD, ensuring that storage speed was not a bottleneck. Interestingly, while AMD's EPYC 9755 demonstrated superior performance metrics, power consumption was also a focal point of the analysis. Power efficiency is increasingly critical, especially as workloads scale. The EPYC processors have shown to maintain competitive power consumption levels in comparison to their Intel counterparts, which is vital for data centers looking to optimize operational costs. Aaron OS establishes policy against LLM contributions. In a notable move within the open source community, Aaron OS has established a policy that prohibits contributions generated by large language models, LLMs. This decision stems from ethical concerns regarding the environmental impact of LLMs, including their significant energy and water consumption. The Aaron OS team is focused on enhancing their build tooling and infrastructure and has launched a new DebugInfo instance to aid in debugging and development. The latest ISO refresh for Aaron OS includes updates to popular packages like GNOME and KDE Plasma, as well as Mesa and Firefox, which will be welcomed by users seeking the latest features and stability improvements. This policy decision reflects a growing trend in the open source community to prioritize sustainability and ethical standards in software development. As developers, this raises interesting questions about the role of AI in coding and whether it should be embraced or approached with caution. Open source Nova driver prepares for NVIDIA Turing GPU support. Moving on, the open source Nova driver for Linux continues to make strides towards supporting NVIDIA's Turing GPU architecture. The recent updates in the Rust DRM changes for Linux 7.0 are particularly exciting, as they include enhancements for Turing-specific firmware handling. While the Nova driver is still in a lengthy bring-up process, developers are optimistic about its potential. The current focus has been on ensuring that the driver can parse Turing-specific firmware headers, which is essential for enabling full support. This is a significant step forward, as it indicates that the open-source community is making progress in providing alternatives to proprietary drivers. As the Nova driver matures, it could lead to broader adoption of open-source solutions in environments that rely on NVIDIA hardware, particularly for AI and ML workloads where performance and efficiency are paramount. Intel Xe Linux driver update, disabling Goosey Power DCC. In the realm of Intel developments, the Xe Linux driver has been updated to disable the Goosey Power Duty Cycle Control, DCC, for the upcoming Panther Lake architecture. This change is noteworthy because DCC is designed to optimize power management by adjusting graphics frequency and maintaining low power states. However, the Intel team has determined that the latency introduced by DCC on Panther Lake might be too high, which could lead to performance regressions. This decision underscores the ongoing balancing act between power efficiency and performance, particularly as new architectures are introduced. As we await the Linux 6.20.70.70 kernel release, it will be interesting to see if this adjustment yields measurable improvements in user experience and overall system performance. Intel LLM Scaler VLM 1.3 release. Lastly, Intel has released the LLM Scaler VLM 1.3, expanding its support for a range of large language models on Intel Arc Battlemage graphics cards. This update adds support for several new models, including Qwen3 and InternVL, which are crucial for developers working in AI and machine learning. The upgrade also introduces several enhancements, such as CPU KV cache offload and speculative decoding support, which can significantly improve the efficiency of model inference. The integration of these features into a Docker-based stack makes it easier for developers to deploy and manage their workloads. This continued investment by Intel in LLM optimization reflects the growing importance of AI capabilities across various applications and could position Intel's hardware favorably in the competitive landscape. Closing thoughts. As we look forward, the landscape for GPUs and server architectures is rapidly evolving. AMD's EPYC 9755 is setting a high bar for performance and efficiency, while Aaron OS's ethical stance on LLM contributions could influence future software development practices. The open-source Nova driver is making strides toward enabling Turing GPU support, and Intel's ongoing updates to its drivers and LLM scaling tools highlight the importance of adaptability in this fast-paced industry. Stay tuned as we continue to monitor these developments and their implications for GPU developers and ML engineers alike. Exciting times are ahead in the world of GPUs.